Hoot. Hoot. Hoot.
What do you do? What do you say? It's Balls Deep, and I'm here to tell you that we have new episodes of Talk and Shop on a Wednesday. Kinda, sorta. Look, we have so many Patreons that the boys decided to share the Patreons with the podcast feed. Now, if you like what you hear, in the description below, there will be a link. Subscribe to the Patreon. Get this content before anybody else will hear it. With that, you get exclusive interviews and Zoom calls with the Machine Gun Carl Anderson, the Zucar Rocky Romero, and the Big LG Doc Gallows. Also, once a month, you get special watch-alongs and this really cool thing that they do called Boozing with the Boys. The Patreon's a really cool community, and I don't just say that because the Patreon pays some of my salary here. I've been a part of some of the Boozing with the Boys. I've met some of the Patreon when they've come to several live talking shops. They've helped fund talking shop-a-manias. It's a really cool community. Where else are you going to get this up close and personal with your favorite professional wrestlers? Only on the Talk and Shop Patreon. So enjoy these special episodes every Wednesday. Don't forget, we have a brand new YouTube channel. Subscribe to that. We have a vlog that drops every week. Second to the Patreon episodes, the vlog is the second most consistent thing that Talk and Shop does. So let the boys know you want more Patreon episodes if you're a Patreon member. And if you're not, get on that. But also, watch the vlog each and every Tuesday. Hit the subscribe button, smash the notification bell, as the kids say. I don't know why we're smashing things, but smash the bell. Help us grow the channel. All right? Enjoy some really subpar content right now.
This is going to be a little extra on the page, on the Patron, a little hootenay.
I'm the guy who loves questions. Let's get it going.
First question from Brooke on Twitter. And Brooke asks,
hello, Brooke.
What's the craziest thing that has happened to you while traveling on the road?
One time in a suite somewhere in the Midwest, I was staying with two Bullet Club members that I thoroughly enjoy. I don't know if you guys can figure out who they are, but they were both in the WWE with me. And I walked across the kitchen and I found a turd on the floor. And obviously there weren't any dogs or animals in the room, so that was a wake-up call for me. And I was always a guy who liked to room with people, and I thought maybe we shouldn't room together anymore. Am I spinning the story? Yes. But I wasn't the person who dropped said scat.
Who did you just hit us with a fake story?
No. No, I didn't.
Yes, he did. That's why it's Patreon's fake stories. Anyway, next question.
Yeah, Chad Allegra pooped on the floor. Anyway, moving on.
From Twitter, Mike Johnson. I'm fucked up.
God damn.
From Mike Johnson on Twitter. It's great to hear from you, good brothers. Gallus, tell your story about the guy with the baby doll.
Talk to us.
Is that Chris Nelms in Georgia?
No, it's you know, Mike Johnson. There you go.
Yeah, good one, Chris. And I know he tweeted that he likes the podcast. Shout out to Chris Nelms. Yeah, we were, you know, I was in between companies and I was doing a lot of Southern Indies at the time. And I said, brother, let's set a meet and greet up. And, you know, sometimes you go into these deep South Southern towns and, you know, it's still real to me. Damn it is the deal. And we were set up at a flea market and we're selling 8x10s to people who didn't know who we were. And a guy walked up with I think first he had a baby in a baby carriage, but it was like a Cabbage Patch doll. And then when he came back later, you know how you see, like, you know how in The Hangover, when Galifianakis walks in, he's got like the baby and he's wearing it on his chest. Like, yeah. Chad would know better. What is, whatever that is. And he clearly wasn't well off financially by the way that he looked, but he made one out of duct tape and he taped a fake baby to his body. And while no one was buying my 8x10s and I was contemplating the decisions I'd made wrong in my life with tears running down it, he introduced me to the baby, had me talk to the baby to the point where I was like, listen, like, I know there's no security here. We're in a fucking flea market, but you have to get Frank was his name. I remember his name was Frank. And he said that this was Frank and this is Frank the baby. And it's a goddamn dirty baby doll that he found in a dumpster. But whatever was going on in his head and whatever drugs he'd put in him that day. So we coddled the baby and then we moved the fuck on. It's a dark story. It's like watching Dark Side of the Ring all night.
I don't know if any of these.
Oh my God.
No, it's real.
Who? I have a question for you. What is your New Jack story? Speaking of dark.
Oh, this is good. So like I'm a big fan of the Dark Side of the Ring thing. I love those things. I make everyone in my house watch them. They all hate it except for me. But I met New Jack when I was 19 years old. I was on a show. I was really excited. I remember
that they were called living with you as the days go on.
The dark side of wrestling.
The dark side of gallows. The dark side of Doc Gallows. I can't hear you all of a sudden. Why is your audio so bad? I get to make fun of you for that. We were in High Point, North Carolina. I got a booking through whoever. I was super excited. I get to the show and these guys named the Drive Brothers were on the all hardcore show. This was 2003. And I was wrestling the Warlord and the Barbarian with my partner, Timber, the Lumberjack. We were going to do a False Count Anywhere match. And at the end, he hits me with a barbed wire board. I get color. For some reason, I'm excited about this for $20. It's going to be great. And it was. It was fun. But New Jack is in the hardcore main event. It's a four-way match. It's a giant bar and they have a balcony, and the promoter came up and was like, "Hey, Jack, man, you can't dive off the balcony. I know you want to, but they don't want you to dive off the balcony tonight. Like, it's a liability. We don't have proper insurance in here. Yada, yada." Anyway, New Jack's in the back doing what you saw in the documentary. He's chugging vodka, smoking blunts, being New Jack. Good for him. Love it. I'm 19. I'm going, "My God, look at this." So he goes out to the ring and he's stapling the guy. He's hitting him with chairs and shovels and bottles. And he was cool to us all day. The week before was that Gypsy Joe beating they show in the Vice documentary, and it was on the internet. So I was like a little mark, like, "Hey, what happened with the Gypsy Joe thing, sir?" But for some reason, I man that motherfucker, this old motherfucker. And we were like, "Oh, fuck, we're talking to New Jack. Cool."
Yeah.
Great to us. And then, he disappears the whole show. Like, I wrestle the Warlord and the Barbarian in, match two. They're ready to leave. He's not allowed to go to the fucking balcony. But, of course, I'm the guy who has to tear the ring down because I'm a piece of shit. So I'm watching him do all this crazy stuff, and he goes and he climbs up, and this is a real second story, and he's on the balcony, and the guy's on the table with the poster of the show stapled into his head, and he gets up there, and I'm like, "Fuck, he's going to do the balcony dive. I'm going to see it live. I'm peeking through the curtain." He's all fucked up, and he just trips and falls, and he goes head first through the table and through the guy, and I was like, he does this all the time. Like, I've seen this, and then literally, this is no lie, I know you guys can see me and the Patreon fans can't, but his hands were straight out in front of him and they were shaking like the old Terry Funk cell, but it was real. And his eyes were dead. And I was like, "Oh no." So they stop the show. There's another match. They roll up this giant garage door that's into the shitty North Carolina bar, and they bring an ambulance in and they put him on the ambulance. The last thing I saw was him leaving with his arms up in the air shaking, and he's out. And then I was like, "Was that real? I don't know." I put the ring down and then I drove back home 9 hours, and it's Monday morning, and I got on the wrestling internet. It's New Jack. He was in a coma for 7 fucking days.
What?
And then he came out of it, and then he moved on and did more New Jack shit. I was there. I can't believe that was a real fucking thing. And it really happened. And then the next Saturday I read that he was in, Tuscaloosa fucking stapling heads. It was unbelievable. Everything that you heard about that guy was real.
I never got New Jack. He just wasn't my thing. I didn't like ECW in the first place.
You always say that. I did like ECW, but he wasn't my thing either, because ECW. once we became wrestlers, I was show me a good match. That was my thing. I don't know. And you've had way more good matches than I have. I don't know.
I mean, I think I came in at the right time. I was in high school, was watching ECW,
it was cool.
I had that rebellious spirit. I was listening to
bleeding, they're drinking, they're showing tits, they got middle fingers out. That's what we wanted in our adolescence.
I was an NWA guy with the guys.
Wait, you weren't a Paul Heyman guy?
Well,
Patreon exclusive. Yeah, me neither.
I thought I was too.
We got another question here. This one's for Carl Anderson from Derek Von Eric. Not a real
Derek
name.
Von Eric, fake fucking name, but I appreciate your try.
From Twitter, he says, "Carl, any good brother stories with Yano? He seems like a hoot."
I got a whole lot. I one comes to mind immediately.
Give us a bit. Yeah, there we go.
Let's just say we were in some, it was a small town in Japan, just a really, really little brother town. I couldn't even name the name. Rock might know us, like a small, whatever a small town would be. Him and I were doing laundry together and we're sitting there waiting. Yano goes, "Do you want to go drink beer?" "Yes, of course."
He asked the right who.
He takes me to a bar right across the street where him and I are the only guys in there. We order a lemon sour, which is, what would that be considered, Galvez or Rock? You guys know?
It's considered sex in your mouth. Have you ever been to Japan?
I guess it's like probably vodka and like a sweet lemon mixer type.
Just deliciousness.
Yeah.
Anyways, he said, "Lemon sour? What do you want? What do you want?" I said, "Well, lemon sour, of course." And we drink one, bam. We drink two, bam. We drink three, bam. And we're going fast, looking at each other. Next thing I know, I wake up in my room.
Did you do your laundry?
Obviously, but I don't know how I got anything. The next day, I see Yano on the bus, and I said, "Yano, thank you. What, Yano-san, but what happened?" He said, "Oh, me, no idea. I see receipts, maybe 20 lemon sour. And you soon go ghost. I carry you back to room." Oh, shit.
The blackout menace reared his ugly head.
I guess we walked back to the laundry room, to the coin laundry, and I just fell, and he had to carry me back to the room.
Dude, I think, I swear to God, I think that we were all together on that tour, if possibly, right? And I think that what happened was you guys went and did laundry. It was like a day off. You guys went and did you went and did laundry. It was like, "Oh, call me later. Let's go get food or something."
Yeah.
And then it was like a situation like Yano called and like, "Oh, hey, me and Chad are over here." Then I walked in and you guys were fucking smashed, obliterated.
I think Loki was on that tour for
maybe
some reason. That kind of sounds.
We're like eating. Yeah, I feel like there was like four or five of us. So like we were all trying to catch up with you guys. But by the time we caught up and it was time to leave, you were done. Yano was carrying you, and we were just laughing, marching down the street, and like it looked like, I don't know.
Wrestling with Yano is always the best.
This guy Tony R. from Twitter says, and I'm going to read it exactly how he put it. He says, "If you guys were world famous pro wrestlers, what kind of job would you be doing?" I think he meant to say, "If you weren't," unless he's just being a dick.
If I wasn't a world famous pro wrestler, I would be hosting, championing,
just
being, no, hold on. I'm still talking.
I'm sorry.
Being the backbone of the number one podcast in America and now the free world, whether you're Democratic, Republican, Libertarian Party, doesn't matter your political views. I host the greatest podcast that's ever happened. I got two co-hosts. One starts with an R, one starts with a K, and they're in here too. But anyway, that's what I'd be doing. I would just be living life as a media mogul, as I am now. So I appreciate the question, and I wish he would word it better. Thank you.
That's nice.
This will be the last one to wrap it up. This is from This Is Basil. This is a recurring question from last week.
Oh, good.
But Carl wasn't here, so I feel like this question was directed for him.
It's for Carl, yes.
Yeah. So who's the worst wheelman you've ever ridden with?
It's hands down Gallows.
God damn it. That's not fair.
Hands down.
Why?
Why?
Okay. Well, A, he doesn't drive at home because he's just been full of, his life has been full of minions and guys that do things for him.
Come on.
So he has no clue how to drive anymore.
I know how to drive.
He also is a big man. If you noticed, if there's any way we get outtakes, you realize he has a horrific temper.
I have a great temper.
So you realize that he
gets, my wife just spit her wine out when I said that. She's here studying for fucking doctorate and hearing this.
And you can tell they're newlyweds because she still sits and looks at him while he does this. My wife has been texting me fucking death threats for the last 30 minutes.
No, she's not looking at me. She's doing flashcards. I need her to be a doctor so that I can just keep running.
I'm sorry. I don't mean that. She's is able to be in the same room with you, especially during quarantine. You can tell you're new.
There's 7,700 other 100 square feet she could be in. It's fine. I'm kidding.
And that's a shoot.
Yeah, but Gallows gets too mad. He cusses too much. He yells too much at the other drivers. He wishes too much bad things upon them.
My son has two recordings of me, and I don't know how dirty they are, but they would be Patreon level threes that he was with me when I was driving my wife from her former house. I was driving a U-Haul through Atlanta in traffic before the pandemic hit. it made me question my morals, the things that were coming out. Cause I don't know that I say that stuff. It's just a quick blackout. I'll tell my wife that traffic, I don't know why it really does something to me. And I'd said stuff that I don't mean, like that time that I told Tom that I hope something horrific happened to him for stealing my $1 glass of wine at the cheapest restaurant in all of Japan while we were waiting on squid ink pasta. I don't mean that. They're just things that come out of my mouth. I told my wife that, like, I'm never mad at you. It'll be over in 20 seconds. And then it's, you know, it's not.
Yeah, but the only problem is, you know, the world can change in those 20 seconds. You can do a whole lot of bad things in 20 seconds.
I know, man. I know. I get it. You're right.
This holiday season, I'm giving thanks to our friends at Manscaped. Do I tell my extended family that I have the Performance Package 4.0 from the global leaders in the below-the-waist grooming? Gift yourself Manscaped or the man in your life who needs it. Join the 4 million men worldwide who trust Manscaped with 20% off plus free shipping with the code HOOTS20. That's HOOTS20 by going to manscaped.com. Think your holiday spread is good? Well, it's time to give thanks to the Manscaped Performance Package 4.0. Inside, you'll find their Lawnmower 4.0 trimmer, weed whacker, ear and nose hair trimmer, crop preserver ball deodorant, crop reviver toner, performance boxer briefs, and a travel bag to hold your goodies. Think of it as a cornucopia for your balls. That's a horn of plenty. The Lawnmower 4.0 trimmer features a cutting-edge ceramic blade to reduce grooming accidents thanks to their advanced skin-safe technology. It also gives you the ability to turn the 4000K LED spotlight on and off when needed for a more precise shave. Plus, it's waterproof. Now that's the way to trim your turkey. The Performance Package 4.0 also includes the Weed Whacker to chop your worst weeds up top in your nose and ear. This nose and ear hair trimmer uses a 9,000 RPM motor-powered 360-degree rotary dual-blade system to provide proprietary skin-safe technology, which helps prevent nicks, snags, and tugs in those delicate holes. Can't forget the Manscaped's liquid formulations. They're like the pumpkin pie and ice cream after Thanksgiving dinner. The Crop Preserver Ball Deodorant and Crop Reviver Toner Spray. Your balls will be living in turkey heaven with these formulations. Manscaped has been busy and just launched their refined body wash and 2-in-1 shampoo plus conditioner. Both feature the Manscaped signature scent and will help unlock your confidence this year. Your boys and body will be oh so fresh and clean when you start off your self-care routine with the ultimate body wash shampoo and conditioner. Get 20% off plus free shipping with the code HOOTS20 at manscaped.com. That's 20% off plus free shipping with the code HOOTS20 at manscaped.com. Be thankful this holiday season for the best gift of all from Manscaped. Your balls will thank you.
All right, so as I said in the beginning of this episode, if you are not a member of the Talkin' Shop Patreon, what are you doing? Hit the link in the episode notes right now. Become a member. You get all sorts of cool stuff. You get workout routines from Machine Gun Carl Anderson. You get Domesticated Doc. You get Azucar Rocky Romero. You get Boozin' with the Boys. You get exclusive watch-alongs. It's a really cool community of like-minded wrestling fans who just want to come together and have a good time. And you get exclusive access to your favorite professional wrestlers. Where else are you going to get that but the Talkin' Shop Patreon? Also, we have a YouTube channel. Hit subscribe, smash the notification bell so you can stay up to date whenever we release a new vlog, which is pretty damn consistent. So, go to the YouTube channel, that's in the episode notes as well. And subscribe, rate and review this podcast as well. Say something nice about the boys. We'd appreciate it. I'd appreciate it. And I have no clever outro for this, so all I'm going to say is bye.